Merci. 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 Ce soir, c'est spécial dédicace à toutes les mères, à toutes les femmes au monde. Les femmes, les mères, mères.
Suleiman Bangoura, alias Soul Bangs, recently performed in La Place in Paris as winner of the RFI 2016 Discovery Award. The young singer, known as the boss of Guinean R&B, was credited for the emotion, melody and originality of his universe. He blends traditional rhythms like Mane, Enkadi and Dumbuse, popular in Mandinka music, with a young urban R&B sound. Like previous winners Tikinja Fakouli or Amadou and Marianne, he knows the prize can give an African musician a big boost.
It was an honor for me to get that prize. All Africans dream of getting it. It makes you feel proud. It gives you strength.
Une force donnée. Il faut souligner que c'est le travail de plusieurs années.
Several years of hard work and the support of people around me have started to pay off. When you're a musician, there's nothing better than having even just one person come along and say, I like what you do.
J'adore ce que tu fais comme musique, j'aime ce que tu fais.
Moussa Falabé, ce Seigneur Ali, à ce monde son manaï.
Soul Bangs began rapping on the streets of Conakry aged just 11 in a small hip-hop collective called Micromega. 4 years later, in 2007, he went solo and dreamed of doing R&B in the style of American stars like Chris Brown. But when he began recording his debut album, Dimedi, meaning child in the Susu language, a wise colleague told him he would never be able to beat Americans at their own game and pushed him to record in local languages.
Au début, j'étais un jeune Guinéen qui vivait aux États-Unis, mais en Guinée.
I was a young Guinean living in the United States, but a Guinean nonetheless, and I desperately wanted to sing in English, like an American. But once I got into the studio, the sound engineer forced me to sing in my own local language. And in the end, nearly all of that first album, Dimedi, was sung in local languages.
J'ai fait la plupart des morceaux en langue, mais aujourd'hui, franchement, je le regrette pas.
Now, I can honestly say, I don't regret it, because it helped me to develop a kind of Guinean Afro R&B. That man helped me find my musical direction on that first album. And I understood that if I was to carry on making music, I had to find my own path. Today, I found it with this Afro R&B social love. I've called it Cosmobeat. It's a kind of musical buffet.
C'est un buffet musical.
Soul Bang's debut album, Dimedi, did well in Guinea, earning him the name Suleiman the Soul Man. Like any self-respecting soul man or woman, the key theme of his songs is love, but he goes much further than that. He's already lent his voice to raising awareness of the Ebola virus and performed in the Ebola Bye Bye show in December 2015. And a year before that, he featured in the Break the Silence project, a call for the safe return of the Chibok girls kidnapped by Boko Haram in Nigeria. Above all, he sings about things that matter to people, not just the things that dreams are made of.
Quand on parle du R&B, c'est une musique qui te parle d'amour, qui te parle du sexe.
When people talk about R&B, they think about love and sex and luxury. But especially in Guinea, that's not what our daily life is about. So you've got to link music to our reality. I sing about love. I sort out problems connected to love. But I also provide solutions. That's why I call it social love.
Donc c'est pourquoi c'est love social.
What did this woman?
Ah,
parle des problèmes de la société. Je donne des solutions par rapport à comment se comporter en société.
I sing about social issues as well, and about how to behave in society. For example, don't dump your rubbish on the street, or try and understand that everyone is part of Guinean society. Everybody should behave as if Guinea is your home, where you sleep. So I say, don't set it on fire, don't spill blood. I sing about those kind of social issues.
Soulbang's latest album, Cosmopolitan, was released in February, and once again he sings in languages like Susu, Malinke and Pula, mixing rap with R&B and traditional instruments like the kora, balafon and a talking drum called tama. Some of the songs are accompanied by music videos, several of which were shot on the streets of Conakry. There are no open-top cars cruising the streets, and Soulbang's isn't loaded with gold chains. Children are dancing and women are cooking in the streets.
En Guinée, il y a bien des choses belles, mais quand nous prenons le 100% des Guinéens, il n'y en a même pas 10% qui vivent.
There are beautiful things in Guinea, but still, when you look at the population as a whole, not even 10% live in luxury. Most people live in what are more or less ghettos, and I came from there too. So it's important for me to show that in my videos.
Souvent, dans l'industrie musicale,
in the music industry, we tend to sell people a dream. You're flashy and everyone will like you, but you've got to put yourself in real people's shoes.
Il faut se mettre à la place des gens. C'est cela.
My princess Bruno, mending no lucky fun.
Nico! Moi,
fari. Fari bom bom be, didi na fari bom bom be go. Fari bom bom be, didi fari funny bom bom be.
Moi, fari.
Fari bom bom be, temen na fari bom bom be go. Fari bom bom be, temen fari funny bom bom be.
The video for this song, Farim Bom Bom Boy, is a good example of Soulbang's cosmobeat sound. We see kids and adults dancing Farinyari, a popular Guinean urban dance, but which has come in for a lot of criticism, seen by some as the expression of a debauched society. Soulbang's encourages people of all generations to come and join in a softer, perhaps more authentic version.
Farinyari aujourd'hui a été vraiment une tendance qui est née en Guinée.
Farinyari is really fashionable nowadays. It was born in Guinea 2 or 3 years ago. Children danced it in a way that wasn't offensive to anyone. But then some people started taking off their clothes as they danced. That created a controversy, even within Guinean culture and in religious circles. They said the dance was cursed. So I didn't want to use a Farinyari concept as such.
Il ne fallait pas aller sur un concept Farinyari. Donc il fallait laver les oreilles des gens pour
leur faire comprendre que clean people's ears a little bit and help them understand that the dance itself isn't bad, this music isn't bad, it's rather original, but it just needed to be taken in a new direction.
C'est pour quand même de le morceau Fari Bom Bom Bay, j'ai dit.
In the Fari Bom Bom Bay video, I say, when youngsters took off their clothes, they made a mistake. You shouldn't undress when you dance. You have to show a little restraint.
And that was Soulbang's from Guinea, winner of the RFI 2016 Discovery Prize. And my thanks to Sarah Tisser for the interview. If you're interested in applying for this year's award, if you come from Francophone Africa or the Indian Ocean or the Caribbean, then send in your application by the 30th of June. You have to have your own web page or be on social media with at least 4 published tracks that we can listen to. You'll find more details on our website, rfienglish.com. From me, Alison Hurd, bye for now.
You better follow. Bebop in battles with top models. If you want to have a good time, you better follow. Follow, follow, follow. Moi, follow. Follow from your